in times of confusion, adhere to bedrock principles, keep right. When in doubt, let conscience light the way, keep right. Amidst cultural confusion, reflect upon our history, keep right. Keep right with Ralph K. Genoria.
I've made it as clear as I possibly can to all of my family, friends, and loved ones that when I die, I'm not becoming a liberal Democrat. I have to do this because of the pattern of dead voters, whatever their political affiliation in life, suddenly voting reliably Democrat in subsequent elections. This is what put John F. Kennedy over the top in 1960 against Richard Nixon, when the dead of Texas and Chicago came out in droves to vote for JFK. It's the sort of thing that Al Gore was counting on when he was cherry-picking ballots from Democrat-run counties in Florida during his attempt to steal the 2000 election from George W. Bush. It is the sort of thing that happened in the year 2020. But it wasn't the dead that really put Biden, quote, over the top, unquote, against Trump in 2020. In 2020, a new wrinkle was added. Mail-in ballots, where people are mailed ballots blindly by Democrat Party officials. Anyone can just suddenly receive a ballot in the mail, whether it's theirs or not, and they can mail it back in with, quote, their, unquote, vote. I'm not persuaded that 2020 was a valid election. And lest somebody call me an insurrectionist and a misinformationist, I will point out the scores of leaders of the Democrat Party who bemoaned the illegitimacy of President Trump's election in 2016, blaming it on Russian collusion, which they tried for years to prove, and in the end only proved that it was a psychological operation conducted by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now we come to 2022, where we are supposed to believe that Katie Hobbs, who ran the election system in Arizona, a Democrat who refused to debate her opponent, and with the charisma of a rotten turnip, defeated Carrie Lake, a charismatic, energetic conservative. By just enough. After a week of ongoing counting in reliably Democrat areas, it seems that the old adage that Democrats will willingly concede elections that they lose by a large margin, but will never, ever allow themselves to lose a close election. They will just keep counting and counting and counting the votes until the Democrat comes out on top. And then, oh, God forbid, if you question the election results. I am not persuaded, not at all, that the voting patterns that we saw in close states, in close elections, in the 2022 voting cycle are legitimate. Now, that's not ideal. I actually am old-fashioned enough to believe that win or lose, you wish the winner of the election the best of luck, you give them a honeymoon period, and you come together as Americans after the most hard-fought of elections. I really believe in that. I think that's one of the keys to the success of our republic over the last couple, three centuries. But when one party calls any attempt to secure the votes voter suppression, when one party is happy to have loosey-goosey open election systems that encourage voter fraud the way an unlocked footlocker encourages theft, our voter rights, our constitutional voter rights, are being undermined. And this is an issue. It's a civil rights issue. It's a voting rights issue. Just as Jim Crow was a voting rights issue in the American South before 1964. My vote should count just as much as any other citizen. One citizen, one vote. should be and had been the principle of American elections going back to the beginning. As a republic, as we made a more perfect union, we expanded voter rights from propertied men of European descent to men of European descent to men and women who are adults. And some states are even allowing felons to vote, all of them Democrat. Who gets the felon vote, I wonder? This principle of one citizen, one vote, no, not illegal aliens, no, not foreigners, no, not residents, citizen, adult, non-felon, is the only thing that guarantees the legitimacy and accuracy of our elections. I'm not a lawyer, I'm a teacher. I just teach history to high school students. But somebody who is a lawyer or is an elected official on our side had better damn well dust off or create a proposed constitutional amendment that will eliminate all voting that is not in person on election day or a traditional registered, secured absentee ballot before the election. None of this same-day voting stuff, none of this motor voter registration, none of this voting by mail where you mail out ridiculous amounts of ballots. Oh, and there's one other thing, ranked voting. My former state of Maine swallowed the idea of ranked voting, where instead of voting for one candidate per office, people get to select their first choice, their second choice, their third, fourth, and fifth choices. And whoever gets the majority of the top ranks wins. This is a scam designed to elect liberals in close races by getting people to pick the most left candidate, the second most left candidate, the third most left candidate. So in elections that traditionally would involve a shift in party from Democrat to Republican, in traditional Democrat districts, in years when Democrats underperform in office, oh no, we'll just have a different kind, a slightly different kind of leftist win the office. Ranked voting must be rendered unconstitutional. The principle of one citizen, one vote has to be sacred if our constitutional freedoms to elect our officials, to choose our leaders, and to keep them accountable to us is to be preserved. And nothing less than a constitutional amendment that will require voter ID, where we each prove who we are before we cast a ballot on a national level, where we each have to go on election day to the ballot and vote, to the polls and vote, or where if there is a valid health concern or valid other concern, we have to apply, go out of our way to apply for an absentee ballot, and we have to vote in advance of the election so that all votes can be counted on election day. None of this loosey-goosey week until we figure out who, how we can get the Democrat elected, ongoing chaos and confusion. I sympathize with people who have difficulty finding their way to get to the polls, but in no way do I believe that their need outweighs my right to have my vote and the votes of other citizens counted accurately. Unless and until we have a constitutional amendment that secures our voting process against evident corruption, evident chicanery, evident misvoting and false voting and plagiarized voting, we are going to continue to have every close race won by the Liberal Democrat, just like Hillary beat Bernie in 2016's primaries, as if by magic, as if it was rearranged. I am sick of being led by illegitimate politicians whose election victories are highly suspect. If you are to contact your representatives in the state legislatures and in the state senates and get somebody to propose a well-worded, highly scrupulously defensible constitutional amendment in protection of our voting rights under the principle of one citizen, one vote.
Thank you for listening. Please share and subscribe. Remember, we are each connected to the great Western tradition going back to before Christ and Caesar. It is for us to carry that tradition forward by willingly bearing the burden of eternal vigilance. Freedom is only for the brave.